This is F1 Debrief, because they go so really fast. Coming up this week, we talk about big trucks and little ideas, off-season blues and upcoming anniversaries.
Well, this is kind of odd.
Really, we could do that whole surprise thing again.
What's going on now? Another unexpected show.
Yeah.
You just can't keep away from these podcasts, can
it's
you?
It's just a mini debrief, really. Just because we've got a couple of things to say.
Okay. And also, I wanted to do a show without the pressure of a race weekend, where we have to get up at 5 a.m. and we're all tired and a bit grouchy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so...
A bit happier.
Exactly. A positive... We're in a positive mood and happy and motivated to do a show. So let's do a show.
Well, having said that, we're in a good mood, but there's not going to be any good week, bad week.
Because it's been a really short week.
Because it's been a short week, yeah.
It's been a short week for everybody, and there is no news. It's been really quiet, in fact.
Everyone's gone into hiding before the championship ends.
Is there a news... Is it worth doing news and views?
Yes. News and views. All my news this week has to do with TV.
Television.
Yeah.
Is that how you spent your week?
That's what I do all
day. Watching the box. Mm-hmm. We don't have a television. How do you know what's on?
Well, it seems like F1 is all over the TV at the moment. And mostly I see things on Twitter.
You see things on Twitter?
And they say...
That sounds like a tagline to a movie.
Yeah. I see dead people.
That's what it is. Yeah. On Twitter.
Oh, that's weird. We've gone in a whole different direction to what I was what I was trying to do.
Back on track.
Things on Twitter tell me that F1 is going to be on TV. And also, my dad does.
Your dad tells you to watch the Formula One on the television that you don't have.
Yeah. Well, he was looking in his TV guide and spotted that there's a program about trucks. I think particularly Eddie Stobart trucks.
My favourite kind of trucks. Eddie Stobart trucks. Class, class trucking. They have a fan club and everything.
It sounds like you're part of it. And they had a bit of a special, I think maybe it was the last episode of the series or something, following Mercedes GP from Brackley to Spa for the Belgium GP.
Indeed. And I'd forgot all about this until I think Amy mentioned in the comments that she was watching it and really enjoying it. And so we managed to find it on 5 Replay Player.
On demand.
On demand thingy. Thing. Yeah. On the internet stuff.
I imagine it has a catchy title.
I have no idea what it is. I'll tell you what, I've never used that player, but it was a damn sight better than the iPlayer.
Which well, that's at saying the moment, something.
I'm having all sorts of trouble getting F1 to stream on the iPlayer. Week on week, there's always something else gone wrong with it. So it was nice just to use the 5 player and have it not crash or skip back on me or fail to load or jump or whatever. So that was nice.
Now, I didn't actually watch the program myself. I sort of half listened to it while you were watching it.
You watched it over my shoulder.
Well, yeah, I heard it over your shoulder.
And what? Okay. And what did you make of what you heard over my shoulder?
The only bit I really picked up on was that one of the trucky people was riding Michael Schumacher's bike around until it ran out of fuel.
Mike has an electric bike.
Right.
And
it didn't run out of fuel then. It ran out of electricity.
It ran out of battery.
Mm.
I think they may have had a spare one and they exhausted that too. It was really fun. I really enjoyed the program.
I suspect he wasn't going to be happy with that.
I don't know, actually. We never saw the outcome.
I'm also a bit worried that if these trucky people are hired to deliver things, but actually they're just riding around on them, did they also take the F1 car for a spin?
F1 truckies do seem like they have a great time. Mm. I know it's a tough job. I know they were driving overnight for many hours and they were working to a tight deadline after the people in the factory delayed them, and it wasn't their fault. And it looked like it's quite a tough job to do, but at the same time, I think they handle it really well and it looks like they have a great laugh. And I really enjoyed just seeing that side of F1. I don't think I've really had a look at logistics in that way before. It was a refreshing change, and it made for a really good show. I enjoyed everything. The show was, what was the series called?
It's called Trucks and Trailers.
It's highly recommended. If you can find a way to view it, if you're outside the UK and can't use the 5-demand player, you may find that your local broadcaster will run it at some point in the future. I'm not sure. It seems it's very low UK specific, which is a shame. But I recommend anybody takes a look at it.
Eddie Stobart trucks do go all over the world.
They do. And Amy was watching it, and she's in Australia, so there must be some way of finding it. But that was my favourite TV show of the week. Can you top that?
Well, actually, yes, I can. With a little bit of CBBC. Which is, for people that don't know, it's children's BBC.
We have talked about CBBC in the past.
They did commentaries, didn't they?
It was rubbish. Mm. They had the original Stig doing television commentary for kids. It was a complete waste of time, effort and money. What have they been doing now?
Well, Lewis Hamilton has been on Blue Peter.
Again. That guy twice. Seems to live on that show.
Yeah, he's been on it twice in the last month or so, I think.
Okay.
The last time he was on it, he was doing some nice meet and greet events with children in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
But the time before that, he was at the Mercedes-Benz World, Brooklyn.
You do have to worry about the amount of PR events that guy's doing.
He crams it all in.
We are at the climax of the championship, and he's still in with a shot.
It looked like it was quite summery, though, so it might have been filmed
A
little bit before.
Do you not think the team may be working him a bit too hard?
He seemed quite happy about
it. Why isn't Jensen on Blue Peter every other week? That's the question.
I don't know. He challenged one of the presenters to a little race around the skid pan. Man, he has control of that car.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah.
We went there. We did a podcast from there.
And guess what? You waved at Lewis there.
Shh. You didn't need to bring that up. You didn't need to do that. That's totally unnecessary. Take it back.
No.
Take it back.
I'll just continue. Yeah, man, does Lewis have amazing car control?
Yes, he does. We saw him do take on the skid pan in a Formula One car. So although he does have amazing car control, he spends a lot of time in that skid pan too. And on Blue Peter. When does he have time to drive a Formula One car, really? That's all he's doing is promotional
stuff.
Well,
Blue Peter did give him his big break, didn't they?
Well,
whenever you see anything about
true.
The life of Lewis,
yep.
There's always that Blue Peter clip.
Credit where credit's due. He hasn't forgotten that, clearly.
Also on CBBC, there's this programme called My Genius Idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think, basically, there's some kids and they get given a challenge or something to come up with an invention to make life a bit easier, which seems a bit harsh.
You know an awful lot about children's television, Missy.
I don't know what you mean.
How much time do you spend watching that? How many episodes of My Genius Idea have you ever seen before this week?
None.
Honestly?
I can honestly say I've never seen any episodes of My Genius Idea. Blue Peter, on the other hand, that's a different story. Anyway, so for this particular episode, they had to do something to do with cars. I don't really know what the aim was, but to help them out, they went to the Williams factory.
Don't tell me we've been there.
We have been there.
Go on.
Aren't we boring?
We've been ourselves.
Everywhere, done everything.
Yeah.
They talked to the PR guy, Liam Clogger.
Oh, he's leaving soon.
Is he?
I think so.
Okay, that's not so great. So they got a feel of what the car was all about.
This is kids you're talking about. Yeah, some kids went to the factory.
They were like 8 or 9 or
okay.
something.
Yep.
And they were right in the heart. They were next to the simulator because then they brought in Sam Bird.
He's leaving. Oh, he's left.
Oh.
He's going to Mercedes.
You think something to do with this program
something
scared them all
television.
Off?
Maybe he saw the Stay What program and thought, I'm going there. Or maybe he just didn't like the idea of kids telling him what to do.
So Sam got in the simulator and they were giving him some feedback on how to get a better lap.
I do love that Formula One teams are doing all of these pieces for television, because obviously you've got Mercedes taking the time out to let a film crew around their factory, and then you've got Williams doing exactly the same. This is good. I'm enjoying this. We do have a clip, actually, of a young lady explaining what she learned in the Williams factory. Do you want to play it?
I was surprised about they need wings because they go so really fast, and the wings help the tyres to pressure down so the tyres don't go flying up.
Is it wrong that that clip reminds me of you explaining the Lotus situation to us a couple of
what?
Podcasts ago? Can
how
I just
rude.
Hear that one more time? I can imagine this is, if we asked you to explain, you know, how aerodynamics work.
I think she was explaining downforce because they,
right.
Moments before, Liam Clogger had been talking about what the front and rear wings do.
Okay.
And he was using the example of how they would lift an aeroplane up, they push a car down to the ground.
Yes.
And all the children look completely baffled.
Okay.
But obviously she understood every word.
I was surprised about they need wings because they go so really fast, and the wings help the tyres to pressure down so the tyres don't go flying up.
It really is you.
They help the tyres to pressure down.
Absolutely. Now, talking of Lotus, actually, if we can move away from television briefly, can we do that? Have you got anything else to discuss that you spotted on the TV this week?
Well, I could talk to you about EastEnders or something.
No, let's not do that.
No.
The Lotus situation has changed since you last explained it to us.
Has it?
So would you like to now update us as to what's going on at Lotus in the style of a Charge Play again, please?
No. How rude. I'm not going to.
Go on. Tell us what's going on.
It's got a bit more to do with Renault as well, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You know, Renault left F1, but the name remains in the sport. It's not much to do with Renault, the car company, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, Renault engines are separate to them. So actually, it's quite fun because you could have the Renault F1 team running a Cosworth engine or something.
Okay. And what's that got to do with Lotus?
Well, not much, but it's just funny. But also, there's a guy who, he's something to do with Group Lotus.
Yes, a backer.
A guy from Group Lotus who has invested in Renault.
Potentially. In Genie, in fact.
Yeah.
Who now run the Renault-named team that have nothing to do with Renault.
Yeah, so there's thoughts that he could have tried to stop the Renault-Lotus deal for engines, but he didn't.
Didn't work out. So this is something that Joe dug up on his blog.
That Joe.
And he discussed on this week's podcast too.
If you want a better explanation, go to Joe.
I like your explanations of Formula One from the mind of an eight-year-old child. I mean, Christine. That's what I like. So yes, you've got the Lotus versus Lotus story has gotten a whole lot more complicated. And there is a potential of for seeing two Lotus teams in Formula One next year, just as there is the potential of seeing Lotus versus Lotus in GP2.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, it's like this Lotus, Group Lotus guy has infiltrated Renault. So he might be able to get his claws into Team Lotus that way.
I'm sure he's lovely, though he's infiltrated and has claws. Feedback already. You said it would be a short show.
It's a mini debrief.
There was no more news to discuss. Nothing else on your mind.
Not really.
Okay, what feedback do we have?
I had a message from Peter Mills. He sent me a quick email. It said, "Hi Christine and Mr. C. So great to hear debrief back. It had become a big part of the season for me, so I missed it. I hear Heikki's girlfriend got sick and had to be hooked up to a drip. Is it unfair to Heikki to say that she already was hooked up to a drip?" Possibly. I know he has some fans out there, and he is quite talkative for a Finn. That's enough smartness for now, Peter Mills.
That is so mean, Peter.
Very harsh.
I'm. You know what I'm really shocked about? It never occurred to me before now.
Heikki is lovely.
He is very sweet, actually. Didn't he? He retweeted me this week.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Didn't he? As if he just remembered.
BFF Heikki. I'm glad the guy came up in conversation. Yes, he's very lovely. Amy wrote Heikki News Monthly, as she does for the Daily Post.
She's his biggest fan.
Yes. We have, is it four Australians now? We have four Australians each writing a Daily Post a week. And every 4 weeks.
On a Saturday.
And every 4 weeks, it's Amy's turn. She read about Heikki. Heikki loved it and retweeted it. Gave it a big old plug.
He's plugging himself then.
Self-plugging Heikki.
Well, there really is nothing I can add to that. We also had a message through the contact form. From Foxy McFox, which is an interesting name. It said, "How about readers' suggestions for killing the between-season blues while we slowly move towards the first race next year?"
Well, the question is, what between-season blues?
Yeah, we don't get that.
We don't have time for between-season blues. That sounds like a good idea.
We should take
suggestions, because last year we were quite busy during the off-season. This year we're not planning so much excitement.
Well, part of the reason for that is because we've done a lot of the things we would do during our downshift.
Yes.
So we're quite relaxed about the whole thing.
We're actually prepared for the off season.
Yeah.
We saw it coming a long time ago.
Last year we did do a couple of things on the blog, which was fun. Thursday thoughts on a Thursday, funnily enough.
Uh-huh. I see where you're going.
It was basically one person would ask a question and we would all blog our answers.
Yes.
And it was a good way to get people blogging and interacting.
And coming
that
back
was fun.
And coming back this year?
I think it definitely will.
Good stuff.
Some people have been doing it already. They're that
I
keen.
Think Jackie and Turkey Machine both started their Thursday thoughts before before this season had ended. So keen were they to see the off season start.
Yeah. Also last year we had Friday fun on a Friday.
Enjoyed that, yes.
And that was
what do we do on Wednesdays?
Nothing yet. But if anyone has any suggestions,
this is what we need.
Yeah. We could fill our whole week
with stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday Fun was basically more of a game. So we would ask a silly question or play a little I Spy game or something.
Something to while away the Friday hours when you should really be working.
That's usually what happened. It was a bit harder to come up with ideas for Friday Fun.
Okay.
So if anyone has any.
There's not that many weeks to fill, in theory.
No.
What with the season being long in next year and starting earlier.
Yeah, that's true. But we also have all the good stuff like we'll be following testing, the young driver test, and once Christmas is out the way, we'll be following all the launches and everything as well. So
will you be rating the launches this year?
Yeah, I think so.
That was fantastic last year. Christine rates the launches.
And it seems like at the moment you're obsessed with graphs and charts, so there's got to be something you can do with our rates.
Yes. Talk about that in a minute. Remind me to talk about charts and graphs and stuff. Yes. Christine rates the launches. I'm already looking forward to that now. I'd forgotten that.
I think there's a lot going to be happening on the blog, not so much in terms of podcasts, because what we would usually do is some best of stuff. And actually, there's not been anything to have a best of.
The best of silence?
The best of
dead air.
best of April. You could have that, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, dear. We didn't think that through at all, did we? But yes, that we should definitely take reader suggestions of what they will be doing to fill the off-season blues, between season blues.
Tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you'd like us to do and what we can help with, and we'll entertain each other.
Absolutely. And the contact form can be found on sidepodcast.com. Where?
On the About page.
Which is?
Sidepodcast.com/about.
You can't get much easier than that. We make it so simple.
And there's a big link on the homepage as well.
There's a big link on the homepage. Let us know what you think. Fill your name in. Send us your message. We'll have it read. We'll maybe read it out on the next show. What are you doing to fill the between season blues that haven't started yet?
Housekeeping. While we're talking about things on the blog, there is one post I wanted to highlight this week, and that was from James. Back in August, he wrote us a Who's Going to Be World Champion post with a poll, and there were 5 drivers in the running. I'm sure you can guess who they were.
Was it the same 5 that we've still got in the running?
So this week I said, oh, hey, why don't we have an update on this, even though it's exactly the same 5 drivers. But he's done a great job and written a little form guide table and everything of how they've done over the last few races. And back then, the poll winner was Webber.
Okay.
Now it's close. It's not really close. It's Alonso.
So the opinion has swung.
Yes.
In favour of Alonso.
It's shifted.
I do recall when James originally wrote his first post that I thought, well, it's lucky he got those 5 in, because probably from this race onwards, it's going to be 4 and then 3. But no, it's still 5 and they're still in with a shot. So
thank you. It's quite amazing.
It is, actually. It's incredible. Normally, at this point in the season, I think in the past, you've done a 3-driver roundup for at least the last 2 years, if not 3, because that's all it's boiled down to.
There's a reason I haven't done that this year, because I'm not doing 5.
No. They were individual posts in great detail. But James is it's a single post with a poll. Is the poll still open? Can people still vote for this? Will there be a link in the show notes?
Yes, I wanted to bring it up because it would be good to get everyone voting to see who we really think is going to be the world champion.
Especially if you still don't believe that Alonso can do it. If you can swing the vote towards your favourite driver that isn't Alonso, that would be interesting.
Are you canvassing for specific votes?
Yes. If you still think Webber can do it, say aye!
Yeah.
I think, actually, having said that, I may have voted Alonso. Whoops.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It sounds like me.
And earlier you mentioned the Daily Threads, didn't you? Actually, it's the anniversary of the Daily Thread coming up soon.
The Daily Thread, the anniversary that you started it by yourself, when you used to do every single one. And is there going to be some kind of special party?
Probably not.
Oh, it's just celebration?
Just another post, I think.
Something that just came to mind. But do you write any daily posts now?
Occasionally I do.
When?
I get called in sometimes when people are sick or forgotten.
But apart from that, you are now, that's been taken away from you. That's all done by the amazing Side Podcast community, who put in so much time and so much effort for nothing. We don't pay anybody on Side Podcast. We can't pay anybody on Side Podcast.
No.
And everybody puts that effort in week on week to cover your lazy ass who doesn't want to write daily posts anymore.
Well, I think that's a bit cheeky. Well, the good thing, I think, and the reason that I thought it would be a good idea, is that for all our volunteers, it's a weekly post then for them, and they get to share all kinds of links that we wouldn't.
Yes.
And rather than having to do it every day, it becomes a bit of a chore and you really can't be bothered to find any links.
No.
Speaking from experience.
The daily posts have become the highlight of my week. I do so love finding what people have dug up, and each one, it has its own unique look and feel, as the authors, you know, do what they like with it, really. So, I mean, Alex has gone completely to town with some of his hikey videos. Gavin has a great link. I mean, everybody's just, they're so good, from so many lovely people, and they put in so much effort and so much work. Very much appreciated. Can I just have a big group hug for the daily post writers? If you listen to this podcast but haven't read the daily posts, please make sure that the first thing you do in the morning is you check into Side Podcast. It's on the homepage, top right of the homepage. You can't miss the daily post link. Have a read, see what's hot in the F1 world and in the world outside of Formula One. Things that the writers have caught the writer's eye and they are interested in. Absolute must reading. Essential Side Podcast.
We must have had loads and loads of guest writers by now.
46.
46, that's enormous amounts.
I totaled them up this week because I was interested to see where we were at. And including ourselves, that's 48 writers.
Yeah.
And you have a new guest writer scheduled for this Wednesday. That was in response to the request we put out last week for stories about your first track day.
On track with.
So that worked.
Brand new writer.
We'll be looking forward to that one. That takes us to 49 writers.
So we're almost at the big 50.
50 authors, including myself and yourself on Sci Podcast.
Who's going to be the 50th?
I don't know.
That's
I guess
quite exciting.
The question is, should we be celebrating the 50th author on Sci Podcast, or should we be celebrating the 50th guest author? Because should you and I be included in that or not? Is that different? I don't know. Are we going for number 50 now, or do we still need three more?
Well, it's not like we're going to have a ticker tape parade or anything.
Oh, we could do that. We've got celebrations for a Daily Post.
Yeah, that's true. I think it probably should include us, because I think we're quite important.
We count, do we?
Yeah.
Towards the big 50.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore...
We write stuff.
The question is going to be, who will be the big 50 writer for SciPodcast? If you've never, ever written a post for SciPodcast before, now might just be the time to get your name in sort of lights. Not really lights, more like...
Text.
Pixels.
On a screen.
Mm, yes. That now could be the time. If you're ever inspired to write something, drop us a line today on the contact form.
Sidepodcast.com/about. That is about it for this mini show. But you did say you wanted to touch upon the graphs again.
Graphs, baby.
Yeah.
Loving the graphs.
Yeah.
You know I'm a bit of a sad...
Geek. Yeah.
I have been waiting approximately 5 years for... scalable vector graphics to be enabled to be embedded within a HTML document.
I beg your pardon?
I am speaking English. Basically,
are you going techie again?
I do apologise. I've been waiting about 5 years, as you may know, haven't known me for that long, for a new web technology to basically come to fruition and be able to be used. And just last week, Google Chrome enabled that. And because they went ahead and created the very feature I've been waiting for, I went ahead and created some Christine's Rankings graphs.
You took advantage of it.
Absolutely. I was ready and waiting. I was right there, ready to pounce with me graph.
Yeah. So basically, at the bottom of all the Christine's Rankings post, there's now a graph with the top three drivers for that week.
Yeah, analysis.
Yeah, with all their points from the beginning, so how they got to where they are today.
It's fantastic.
And it's clickable.
It's interactive. It's not the most interactive graph you've ever seen, but it will be. It's a step in the right direction. And at the moment, there is only one finished browser, one final version of a browser available that will let you see the graphs. Older browsers won't show anything at all. So you need to make sure you've got the latest and greatest version of Google Chrome or Firefox Beta or IE9 Beta.
No idea what you just said. But there is
English, honestly.
There is a post on SciPodcast all about it. So guess what?
What?
Link in the show notes.
There's a link in the love it. What you need to know is the next year is going to be very exciting in terms of graphs. Today is the first step in the direction of a bright, bold, new graphing future of SciPodcast. Am I overselling this?
You're not selling it to me. Let
I'm
me
trying
tell
you to that. Make graphs sound a little bit more interesting than they really are.
I think we had better stop there before you really do start going too
I don't
too
think
down the techie road.
Still listening. They've all switched off already.
Yeah. But I like this short show. It was fun.
A brief debrief.
Yeah.
The way it should
That's
be.
That's exactly what it is.
That's all, folks.